Time to see how it is out here. Is it going to be really rainy? Seems like it should be. Oh, no. It's looking... The street is looking fairly dry. I bet it'll be like last night. As I get closer to home, it'll rain more. We shot a couple of things today, and after the hunt live stream, I was just like, man, I'm dying over here. I ended up going and getting a coffee drink. I went and bought a coffee for me and drank that. Because I had not had any caffeine. I did not bring an energy drink in with me to the office because I didn't have fucking time to stop and get one. I had to get in and do this, do the radio thing this morning, which was all right. And, it's a good thing I didn't stop because I was kind of fucking close. I guess we are taking the back way home because... It is too fucked up right here for me to make that left turn. And so we'll turn right on Mission and take it all the way down to the Embarcadero and take that all the way up to Broadway and take the Broadway tunnel home. Take the tunnel. No energy drinks for this direction of the tunnel either. I guess that's how it fucking goes. Oh. But yeah, I don't normally feel any kind of like, or I don't normally like notice any kind of like caffeine stuff one way or the other. But we recorded the Hunt Showdown thing, and at the end of it, I was like, man, what the fuck? I damn near fell asleep in the middle of that thing. What the fuck is going on? Then realized, like, oh, yeah, like, there was zero energy drink in my morning, and I need to fucking wake the fuck up for this thing we gotta record, so. Walked up the street to the Starbucks and said, hook me up. Put an extra shot in that thing. Let's do this. Let's ride the fucking snake. What is on the radio? Third time I've heard this song today.
got him. I said away from raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. The people rolling dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse.
From other Southern rockers, Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Southern Rock Channel starts tomorrow, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific.
Starts tomorrow.
Oh, there are SXM connected devices.
What channels are I?
Come.
I lost signal and couldn't find out what channel is going to be Lynyrd Skynyrd's Southern Rock Channel.
Even 300%. Well, that's not a big claim. I've done it, and I can do it for you. My name's Grant Cardone, best-selling author of 4 business books. You've seen me on TV turning businesses around. I've been hired by the largest sales organizations on this planet, and I do one thing, increase sales. So whether you sell over the phone, just go to tiredofmissingsales.com. I'll have one of my people reach out to you and set you
one
up
of my
with
people
access.
Set you up with
the
access.
Number
Come
one
on.
Sales system in the world
love to sell.
For free. Go to tiredofmissingsales.com. Do you have salespeople who can't close a sale, refuse to make those extra calls, never follow up, and never hit quota? Look, if you're tired of missing sales, go to tiredofmissingsales.com. Go to tiredofmissingsales.com.
It's a shock collar you put on your salespeople, and if they're not on the phone, it shocks them.
I've been hearing a lot about Crunch Fitness from some big names in media. Forbes, CNBC, Entrepreneur, Inc., CNN Money, Fox, The Huffington Post, and many more. We are a different kind of franchise company. We focus on staying small to grow large. That means we have fewer franchisees that own more health clubs. This allows us to stay nimble and lead our industry rather than react to it. At Crunch, you get the 2 fastest growing segments in fitness under one roof. High value, low price membership.
Oh, it's just for the month of March. They're launching their own channel. Let's hear the fucking preview.
Client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. A simpler.
Oh, they invented Rocket Mortgage. I'm running down the. Oh, this is just a different station. Oh, okay. All right, I support this. They're turning the Billy Joel station into a Lynyrd Skynyrd station. I'm not a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan, but I'll take Skynyrd over Billy Joel. How do I go? Turn left. I can't actually turn left. It's not gonna happen. Depending on what order these lights change in, I might be able to make it happen, but it's probably not gonna happen. Not gonna happen. 3 miles, we're making a left turn. Got it. What? Bush fucking rips.
I'm a geography guy.
Yeah, who do you go to? Or anything. Who do you go to?
I'm the guy. I don't need to.
Stuck inside these four walls. Sent inside forever. Never seeing no one. Twice again.
There it is, $4 gas, hell yeah.
If we ever get out of here.
That's what I'm talking about. To be fair, that's slightly expensive. You know, I've seen gas for $3.70 out just outside of San Francisco. So, you know, just gotta know where to shop. Car require premium. Yes, it does.
We'll be right back.
ring will not bring him on any quicker. Believe me.
We proudly present.
Okay, I won't deny it. Half the time you send a text, yeah. You know I'm not replying. Just to let you.
Hometown, baby. Stop talking, just go down, baby.
She gon' hook a nigga up on the expressway. Neck blade, dropping diamonds in my X-ray. Like the ball, like when the mess played. Clean as a fuck, we make a mess, hey. I'm beaming on up, 20 bucks, 20 women. Spend my evening on stuff, figure them out on clock book. In my sleeve with the cuff, they know what's up. Young, black, and hungry in the presidential. Behind the sucking diamonds by the 11 special. Taking the moment while you're roaming. I set the track, set back, watch my cologne win. Design a logo on my uni while I'm rolling. Credit pockets in the Louis bag of Trojans. Banks.
You need to slow down, baby. My whole team cash them low down, baby. I'm a hero in my hometown, baby. Stop talking, just go down, baby. You need to slow down, baby. I'm out here, but don't ever fucking get it twisted. I'm a hero in my hometown, baby.
We on the strip Friday night. It's looking like the award show.
You need to slow down, baby.
Carry with my bitch. Hair color hot sauce.
I'm a hero in my hometown,
my
baby.
Man, look who just fucking pulled up.
What up?
It's me.
Serious XM.
Eminem, Shade 45.
Shade 45.
Put your motherfucking hands up and follow me.
The hype is real.
Look, people ask me where the future is. All I know is I'll be doing this. All I know is things are moving quick. That's convenient for me because it's hot.
Right before take drugs with, get right.
Alternative First Wave on CBS XM. I'm Swedish Eagle. And you know what? We want to hear all about you and your favorite memories of the 1980s. And it's really easy. All you have to do is to call 877 my one wave to tell us what memories you get when you listen to First Wave. Be sure to tell us who you are and speak clearly. And you might just hear yourself right here on First Wave. And that would be great. Now I'm off on Squeeze.
Sideways, something will never change. They stand there looking backwards at the conscious of the pain. They may seem rearranged. In the backwater swimming, there's something that will never change.
Scary and like he's, you know, he's a major rock star there. He started talking to me, we went into the bar and he introduced me to his girlfriend, and his girlfriend was Miss Universe. It was maybe the most surreal night of my life, but I'm bringing it up because the first time I went to Australia by our promoter, who we've become really good friends with, and his buddy Paul, just would not stop talking about the Saints, who are an Australian punk band, a great band. But they're, you know, in Australia, they are the end-all, be-all of punk rock. And but, you know, they're far less popular outside of Australia. This is a song by them I want to play. This is Stranded by the Saints.
Stranded on my own.
Patrick Harney from the Black Keys, and you're listening to my radio show, Sirius Boredom, exclusively on Sirius XMU.
Voting for your favorites at iHeartRadio.com.
And it's definitely not normal. It's actually a sign that you're not breathing properly while you sleep. And you're probably ruining your partner's sleep as well. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, then you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, resulting in the loud, noisy sounds of snoring. But now, thanks to an Australian innovation called Mute, the answer to your snoring problem may be right under your nose. Mute is an easy-to-use and comfortable nasal dilator that sits inside the nose and supports your airway, keeping it open while you sleep. It helps you breathe more easily through your nose, so you can keep your mouth closed. In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute, allowing them both to enjoy a better night's sleep. Mute is available now at Walgreens, GNC, or your local drugstore. Find your nearest store at mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
The women's featherweight title is on the line in Sin City. Here, exclusive pre-fight covers.
A dead presidential candidate, ripping sprinkles in the presidential ice, then a venue.
Outside, right? We so with my mouth wide, holding my hand. Bullets
I had plenty to squeeze, plenty for you. Cause Jungle said, block your own enemies up. Hung up the phone, then the phone rang. I'm laid in the bed, thinking about this pretty young thing who left. She came back, her clothes fell to the rug. She fell to my bed and gave me a hug. I told her no hell. She talk about me kiss, barbed her head, then spit a nut back in my dick. Started sucking with no hands, a whole lot of spit. Then got up and put a bra back on her tip. Got fully dressed and told me stress really out. Picked up a Gucci bag and left a nigga behind. Walking through the door, she rang the bell twice. I vomited, locked her back in my glass with juice and ice. The clock went back from 3 to 2 to 1, and that's about the time the story begun. That's when I first heard the voicemail of the cell. It said, son, we found that nigga, we got a kid.
Someone to count this cash with a match with. Give me what I'm asking. A lady in the streets, a pair of beasts on that mattress. That's it. You the only one I'm trying to mack with. But you the biggest liability, your fat ass shit. How real is that ass face? Bend that shit backwards. Hit one backward. Crack the pussy like a password. Bend that pussy last words. It's master. Axe up. Roll my rocket till I made the astronaut. That's NASA star. I be the young fly, nasty one. Swatter the seeds, please. Bet you can't catch me slipping on.
And it was like, all right, man, this is all we got. This is what we think you want to listen to. If it's not this, I don't know. We're just Apple. We don't want to buy a phone. We got phones. You get off like two exits up. Go to this. We got this whole store right here. You get a cool speaker. It's speakers. People like it. Get the speaker. No, I will not. Yeah, it's been a good week. We got some stuff in. It's nice. I just can't believe it's already Thursday. Some alright stuff in this week, but also like I feel off. I don't know. I just feel weird. Just been in a weird mood. Weird fucking mood. Yeah, the rain probably hasn't helped. The shitty weather always brings me down a little bit. I don't know. I saw daylight savings time is coming. That always gets me a little amped. Because then maybe it won't be completely dark when I leave the office. Which is always a nice bonus. Much lately, you know, I kind of got through Metal Gear Survive, and yeah, after that, I was like, man, I don't want to play nothing. Initially, I thought I would go back to Monster Hunter, but I'm wondering if maybe my time with Monster Hunter is coming to an end. High rank? Yeah, I got the high rank. Got the high rank, started fucking around with armor and decorations and stuff, and I was like, man, I don't know. I didn't finish the quest to, like, go find the special Rathian footprints or whatever it is, the kind of the first big thing you do when you hit high rank. I did not actually find all those footprints. Just ran some quests, investigations, arena shit, all that. I don't know. I like that game fine, but I might be getting close to done with it. Yeah, like it'd be time to go back and finish Iconoclasts.
Celeste or something. End of the breach looks good. Watching Jan play a little bit of it tonight, and I was like, yeah, I should check this out. This does look neat. But I don't know, I'm not really feeling like a huge pull towards it either. It looks cool. Coming out soon. I don't know. I haven't really. It's the thing that, you know, has changed with the number of games that come out all the time is that, you know, it's kind of. There's so much coming out all the time that worrying about games that are not out yet feels like even lower priority all the time. You know, it's like, oh, they had a Far Cry event. They were letting people take footage. Like, eh. Not really. We've got stuff going on already with games that are already out. We can look at Far Cry when it's time to look at Far Cry. You know? So I don't know. Like, I really want to check out the Burnout Paradise remaster. I'm pretty excited about that. That's probably the unreleased thing that I'm most like, yeah, you know, but mostly because it's like, it's pretty close to release also, you know. And then next week we have our first E3 meeting. Oh. We got some science coming up for y'all pretty soon. Performed some scientific science today, which is always fun. I've got some anime to watch tonight. Gotta get it in. And then I gotta put a little more time into figuring out this whole PAL PS2 game stuff. Let's see if I can get that running right. It's mostly there. I don't want to take a look at H1Z1. They put it out of early access, which seems like more of an admission of just like, I don't know, come on. People used to play this game, come on! Than much else. Well, they did roll out alongside the, you know, coming out of early access, a car combat mode, from the looks of things. Or I don't know, they call it Auto Royale. Which makes it sound like everyone spawns in a car, which sounds real dumb. Maybe I'll look at that on the show tomorrow. Maybe that's a good show thing. Just because I want to see what the fuck this car mode is. Because I don't know if the cars actually have guns on them or not. I don't know if it's car combat or just cars. Just cars would be kind of weird because you would have to get out of the car still to shoot. But also, car combat seems like it would be real dumb. I just hope you parachute in a car down. I hope it's that kind of dumb. I think Car Battle Royale sounds like a cool idea, but only if it was, only if there were no guns and it was like a really weird, oh god, it's raining fucking hard, like a Demolition Derby game, except it's elimination style Demolition Derby, 100 cars drop onto a map, and then have to ram each other around until only one car runs. But also like a real Demolition Derby, if the car just hides and doesn't, you know, is not actively seeking out collisions, it docks points. Holy shit, it is raining hard. Maybe make it so you can get out of the car. So yeah, Demolition Derby game, but you can get out of the car, so don't get run over. But, you know, if you're in a house, you might find spikes to mount to a part of your car, or an extra battery. Or, you know, like a radiator, a panel, a steel plate to put in front of your radiator to protect you from radiator shots. Except then you'd have to figure out some on-foot combat shit. Because what if two players on foot encounter each other? What do? I guess they punch each other, right? That's against the spirit of the game. Maybe it's like a stun fist. Like, you don't kill a player on foot ever, but stun them for 20 seconds. And then you can run back to your car, find their car, and bang it all up while they're out. I don't know. Find a bag of quick setting cement and you can pour it into your doors so you got protected armor cement doors. You know, shit like a real Demolition Derby driver would do when they were cheating. That's an idea. That's there you go. That's an almost fully formed video game idea with some variety on the currently popular battle royale genre. Just drive around backwards, exactly like a real demolition derby. You would drive backwards. Which, I will grant you, is oftentimes not that fun in a driving game. But you could make it fun. I made it home. That's very good news. And I'm going to see you later. Have a good night.